Welcome to You Are an IP Company podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner and Katie Rubino. Our passion is helping entrepreneurs publish, protect, and promote their intellectual property. This podcast is sponsored by Instant IP. And now, get ready for You Are an IP Company.
Today's episode, warning, you might think it's morbid, but it's true. And it's said with love, and we're going to give you a real life story. But Katie, we chatted about even the topic title. We tried to make it positive, but the title is literally why your intellectual property doesn't have to die when you do. So how important do you think today's topic is, Katie?
It is. I think it's part of a bigger conversation about how can IP play into your estate planning, right? I think, Carrie, you're a great example of this, where you wanted to make sure, right, your IP could be protected and passed on to future generations so that it's an asset that continues to generate value for your family or anybody associated with it.
Yeah. Influence, impact, income. I mean, all of them, right? Some people might say, well, I don't care about the money. Well, fine. When you died, you still want to have an impact. You want your IP to still touch people, change people. So you're 100% right. You can put all of your IP into a trust. And Katie, I know we're not giving legal advice today, but that's what I did. I put all my IP to an IP holding company. The IP holding company is where the trust is. And so that's a way that you can be smart about taxes, smart about friction-free transfers. I mean, let's just sit there for 60 seconds. Do you think that that's a smart move?
Oh, absolutely. Because the thing is with IP, it's an asset, right? And a lot of times it goes kind of unrecognized. And this is why divorces can get very contentious too, right? Because there could be hidden IP assets.
Yeah.
And so thinking of it as an asset class, you want to make sure it becomes part of your estate plan, or even, let's say, your prenuptial agreement, because it could be something you're going to fight over, right? Or that people could contest.
Yeah.
And so it's something you want to be thinking about. How do I kind of protect this? What are, you know, working with a tax professional to figure out what's the best way to transfer the assets? You know, this isn't legal advice, but when you do sometimes move the IP into different companies, it can trigger tax implications. So kind of being very forward leaning to think about this and what's going to be the best way. And also, you know, just like you would a piece of real property, if you have licensees to the IP, right? What are the implications of that when the asset moves, right? A lot of times those licenses, kind of like renters in a house, it's still going to be in effect. The transfer of ownership isn't going to, you know, make the license invalid, but it's something to kind of be thinking about as part of a bigger estate planning process too.
Yeah. And, you know, we were just chatting pre-show. We all know people who've passed, died, young. I mean, younger than me, younger than you. And we're going to share about one of those stories. And you might think, wow, this is downer news. It's actually good news how it ended up. But I shared this on Instagram, and I want to just highlight someone who, you know, is amazing. But this is a guy named John Rulin. And here's us, Katie, at CoachCon, Strategic Coach, May 2024, May 9th. So here we are. I tell the quick story. And I think I can fast forward. I'll just pause it at places. But I basically, you can see my screen, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I start out by saying, look, here's this guy, John Rulin, and he's crushing it. He wrote a book, started to, he was one of the top, I believe, Cutco knife guys. I think that's kind of where he came from. I almost heard about him through Justin Donald, a friend of ours who I published. Anyway, John's crushing it. And like the NFL's calling him and saying like, hey, teach us how you do your gifting strategy. And he's all about relationships in this age of AI, of, you know, plastic, artificial stuff. Here he is talking about how relationships are important and how do you use gifts to recognize and to value people. And, you know, Google has them all over the place. Anyway, here he is, and I see him on the roof, and I'm like, I gotta meet him. I gotta talk to him. And I had only known about him from a distance, but you see here four girls and a wife. And he, you know, he was a great father. Everyone who knew him, here he is speaking at what's something called Front Row Dads. And you know where this is going. August 2024, on vacation, like literally with his family, he just falls over and dies. And it's horrible. And you can't see this, Katie, but it was 1980 born to 2024. So, I mean, younger than you, me, I don't know. I'm not going to say how old you are, but he's certainly younger than me. And let's just talk about that for a moment. You know, healthy, vibrant, full of life, on vacation, and passes. I mean, you work with people. Is this rare, or is this more common than we think?
It's definitely more common than you'd expect. Yeah, I think even especially today, in today's society, there's, you know, a lot of
so weird. Yeah,
it's like things just happen very weirdly, and people pass suddenly, or they, you know, they're very young and they develop a very aggressive cancer, right?
Yeah,
we're seeing that a lot. So it's something you know, it happens, I think, more frequently than we'd want to see happen.
I won't say his name, but just got a WhatsApp yesterday, and a friend of mine my age says my son, who's in his 20s, massive tumor in his chest. Like, yeah. This is not the Christmas we planned. He's in the hospital. Like, this happens. Even today, there was an actress who, I kind of do the dates, you know, and I'm like, oh my gosh, she's 5 years younger than me. She just passed. And so I want people to realize, like, you are not guaranteed tomorrow.
Right.
And so if you have IP, which I would argue everyone has IP, you know, we need to do an episode on that, but name, image, likeness, NIL. Like, there's a country, I think it's Denmark now. Denmark's saying that they made a law, or they're about to make a law, that all their citizens retain ownership of their own IP. Like, people can't use their name, their face, their voice. That's a law.
Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah. And I mean, I think too, we're seeing, we've talked about this before on this podcast as well, recording devices, right?
Oh, yeah.
With AI. And, you know, in a lot of states, you need two-party consent, meaning
right,
both parties have to consent.
Yeah.
Some states, you just need one party. But I think we're going to evolve there, just because of the, especially in the United States, where the technology is changing so quickly, that I wouldn't be surprised if something to that nature starts to get on the desk of lawmakers here too.
You're already seeing in Hollywood, people are beginning to license out their NIL. So like Leonardo DiCaprio, like, he might pass on and he's like, you know what? His estate says, sure, we'll sell you his NIL for your next film, like Titanic 2, you know, whatever. It sounds crazy, but obviously it would have to be the Titanic pre-story or something, because he dies in the movie. But you get the point. Like Michael Jackson, like, people are taking voice samples. So you might think this is just for celebrities, but I will tell you that if you exist, which you do, you have IP. Even if you've never posted one thing on your life, but most of you have, blog post, picture, anything, article, anything. And so you have IP. But yeah, let's go back to this quick story here. And the quick story is that we stopped with John saying, you know, what happened. And what happened is that the funeral happened. Okay. And all of a sudden I go back, Katie, literally to my phone in August. And I say, where did John and I land? And I looked at the threads of, and here it is, May 9th. And I said, this is Carrie. Here's our picture. Great chat about IP. Look at that. Great chat on IP. Yeah. I look forward to chatting with you. Here's my TEDx if you want to learn more about how simple and friction-free and fast and easy it is. And I tell him about Instant IP. And then on the next screen, you're going to see, he's like, yeah, let's talk about IP. I want to. And so then I popped in my calendar and the calendar sat there. Like, he didn't take action. See, he says, thanks, Gary. I enjoyed connecting. John, do you want to set up a chat where we talk about collaborating and protecting your IP? And he's like, yeah, I'm game. There's my calendar. And nothing happened. And it's so weird, isn't that, Katie, that we're on the roof talking about his IP. He didn't take action and he died. And if that was the end of the story, it'd be really sad. But the cool part of the story is yesterday, Charlia, his new person, comes on and says, yeah, we're ready to protect all the IP. We're ready to leverage it. We want to use Instant IP. And she's going to hold up the book here in this next picture. But like the joy and hope that I was able to give them yesterday was so cool. And here she is, you know, and she's holding the book. So Katie, the reason why I tell this story is, number one, I want everyone to go to Giftology and like seriously consider it. Get his book, John's Legacy is Living On, and he can help you in your business, even though he's passed on, because of his way that he thinks about relationships. But Katie, IP is not often a human story. And so I wanted to tell a human story. But what do you think about this when you saw this today on Instagram?
Yeah, I love this story because I think it just shows full circle too, that it's never too late, right? Mm. You know, you kind of came into his life at the end, right? And he just kind of ran out of time. But, you know, now that there's more opportunities and more time to now protect this and, you know, to be able to have it as an asset for his family, I think it's going to be very noteworthy to see kind of where this goes next too.
Absolutely. Then the rest of the story is that their team is reading our book. So Katie, you're having an impact on them. Charlia said, you know what? I think our whole team's going to read the book in prep for our Q1 retreat. So now they're realizing we are an IP company.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're actually, we talk in the book about finding hidden Rembrandts. We use a quote from a guy named Andrew. I can't remember his last name, but Andrew talks about, I'm going to grab it here because I got to give him credit. Andrew Sherman. That's it. But he talks about how in your attic, there's these hidden Rembrandts. They're like going through their whole company. And I gave them a tracking sheet that we give our clients. And they're like, what about this? What about that? What about that quote? What about that phrase? So like, rather than ending 2025 on a down note, they're like more excited than ever about their IP and the company.
Yeah, I love that. I think this is just like a awesome story.
Yeah.
And I think it just kind of highlights why protecting your IP early is so important, right? And kind of what sort of value add it can bring and even how it can, you know, serve many purposes.
I love
even it. To help when there's kind of all these unexpected twists in life too.
So good. And we'll land the plane with this, but I mean, look at this. Look at this quote. This is so good. This is IP. While a competitor can copy your marketing, your messaging, or your website, they cannot copy your relationships. I mean,
I love that.
That's like a mic drop. And to me, that tells me John was on to a new category called relationship IP.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, look at that. That's so cool.
So who knows where this is all going to go, but I just want to encourage everybody today, if you're breathing, or even if you had somebody pass that was close to you and they had IP, it's not too late. Like, you can protect it, you can leverage it, you can monetize it, but you can't sit around. And so I like what you said, Katie, that we all think about physical property. Oh, you know, grandpa died, he had some property.
Yeah.
But very few people are saying, like, wow, there's some IP here. And you know, and I know that it's even more valuable if than physical assets, according to the S&P 500. So Katie, Wiggin and Dana is amazing for the traditional IP protection. I use them all the time. Trademarks, copyrights, patents, you bet 100%. You guys are amazing. And for the people who are just getting started, maybe they don't have a bigger budget and they just want that fast thing, which we're going to talk about in our next episode, but that's instant IP. So Katie, people can find you off of the website, Wiggin and Dana.
That's right. Yep.
Is it .com?
.com. Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Or instantip.app. Give it a try. Protect your first idea free. And your IP does not need to die when you do.
Thank you for listening to You Are an IP Company podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner and Katie Rubino. Visit instantip.today for more help on your IP journey. Remember, your ideas are valuable. Protect them today.